Thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. And we're going to get our call started this morning. But let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you. We thank you for you being you. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for being ever present in our lives this morning, even when we don't give you the glory and the honor, God. But we fall short, God, but we still love you. We lift you up. We praise you. We thank you for this call, and we thank you for the opportunity to come together each and every morning to give you glory and praise. We thank you for the founders of this call and their obedience to say yes so that we have this platform, God. We thank you for Artists International, that wonderful company that brought us all together. And God, we ask that you anoint the speaker this morning, that you download into them a word that will be beneficial to each and every one of us, that will help us to grow in spirit, God, and continue to grow stronger. And as we stand boldly, God, sharing your word with the rest of the world, God, we ask you to pour back into them the virtues that they will pour out to us this morning. We ask your anointing over this call and each and every person that's on this line this morning. We lift you up, we give you praise, and we give you glory. And God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy as they follow us each and every day of our lives, God. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. We cover this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, this has been Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it has been a privilege and a pleasure to be able to see and greet each and every one of you this morning. And I will now turn the call over to our capable host. Host, are you there? And God bless you all.
Good morning, good morning. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Go ahead and take it away.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. There is a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it is the presence and the spirit of the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and allowing God to use you with the prayer of his righteousness over the people of God. And I want to say again, thank you, Minister Kalen, for allowing God to use you to usher his presence in this telecommunication sanctuary. We give God glory. We give him honor for all that he does, who he is all by himself. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Jackie, say welcome to the Master's Call. And I'm going to share a little bit about what this call is all about. It started back in 2010 by our dynamic, wonderful, I tell you, precious women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we call Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we lovingly call our Mother Eagle. And we thank God for them saying yes to the Master. And this is a call where we stand on God's word, and we're here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, also, we have the word that we stand on in Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we have a website that you can go to 24/7, and you can always receive a rich word from God because all the messages have been archived there, as well as you can see the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And again, all the bios of our speakers, as well as messages that you can always pull up and listen to a word from the Lord. And our theme for this year is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Now, some of you might say, you know what? I definitely want to be a part of this ministry. I want to be a blessing to the masses. I want to be a servant of the Lord here on the Master's Call. You can greet, as Minister Jackie did so wonderfully. You can host, which is what I'm doing. And then you may even have a word that God has in your belly. We definitely want to hear it. And you can do so by sending your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome, this phenomenal company called Artists International, a company that had been established well over 30 years, glory to God. And God has seen fit that we be a part of it by helping people around the world with their health. Get with the person that invited you to this call. We're now Artists Life, and we have some wonderful, wonderful, I mean awesome products that can help you with your health as well as your wealth. And the person that invited you can share more with you. Now, also, we have the new morning motivational call that's held right after this call. And today is Awareness Wednesday, where our dynamic diamond presidents, Queen Victoria, King Reggie Flanagan, they will share with us the benefits of these wonderful products. And today's topic is how grief can affect your health. How grief can affect your health. Oh, that's going to be awesome. You definitely want to get on that call. That number is 712-770-4005. Share it with somebody so people are grieving all around the country. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. I'm sorry. Yes, it is 294-617-POUND. And I'm telling you, this is going to be an awesome topic. And if you need a bypass number, that number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. That's a bypass number that you dial first before the other number, just in case your providers are trying to charge you. Now, what I'm going to do is get out of the way and introduce our dynamic speaker for the hour. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart, with all her mind, with all her spirit. And she is one of three. She's a beautiful daughter from Southern California of Ural and Patricia Lauderdale, who are both gone home to be with the Lord. This woman of God is a graduate of California State University in Long Beach, and she is a woman of God who serves at the city of Culver City, a woman of God who serves around the country with her health and wellness company as well as her healthy lipstick. She is a woman of God who loves the Lord with all her heart. She is a faithful member of Faithful Central Bible Church in Inglewood, California, where Pastor Bishop Kenneth Omer is the pastor. She is a woman who encourages her son, Kalon, a young man, I tell you, that's been a blessing to all of us. He's our son as well. She is a woman of God who stands on God's word. She is our songbird, one of our songbirds now, because we got quite a few, but we're so thankful that she is the leader of this group that ministers every morning before the Lord. And we thank God that she stands on God's word, Jeremiah 29:1, where her plan, she knows, is destined for greatness. We're so thankful to introduce to some, present to others, our songbird from Southern California, Minister Tiffany Parise Lauderdale. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am here, Minister Brenda. Are you able to hear me?
I'm able to hear you loud and clear, songbird. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, Minister Brenda. Praise God. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning, and thank you so much for introducing me. May God continue to bless you, and may he continue to keep you. to Minister Jackie. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us today. And Minister Kalen, Evangelist Kalen, Psalmist Kalen, thank you so much, because definitely the glory of the Lord has fell upon us today. So thank you for ushering us into the presence of God. Well, God, morning, God, morning, God, morning to each and every single one of you. I thank God for our two co-founders here on the Master's Call daily, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you so much for your yes, because truly my life has been enriched, empowered, and enhanced. So yes, your yes is not in vain. Your yes has helped my life. From the beginning of this call almost 9 years ago to now, I definitely know that my wings have been stretched out and that God is still taking me to higher and higher heights. And so the seeds that you have planted in my life are starting to blossom and bloom. And I am so, so grateful for having you in my life. To my sisters and my brothers that I serve here with on the Master's Call, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving me unconditionally. Thank you, thank you, thank you for speaking life, and thank you for sharpening me, because iron sharpens iron, and I am so glad to be sharpened by you. To each of you who have called in and you say your name in the morning, and maybe you send texts to me through the day, or maybe you call me and you give me words of inspiration, maybe you comment on my social media sites, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to you as well, and I love each and every single one of you. Man, God is amazing. He is doing so many great things. In the midst of all this chaos and darkness and confusion, God is still God, and he is awesome. And so this morning, Father, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that you are my shepherd, and I should not want for anything. I thank you that you have supplied all of my needs according to your riches and glory. I thank you that you are the head of my life. I thank you that you love me unconditionally and that you know the plans that you have for me. And so, God, this morning, I ask that you would download those plans right now, that they will go forth free, clear, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that my steps will be ordered by you, to do what you would have me to do, to say what you would have me to say, and to be who you created me to be, because I am who you say I am. And use me, Lord. And these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, on July the 10th, I brought a message to you. I am who he says I am. And he took me right back there this morning, because again, so many of us have experienced identity theft. Not identity theft that, you know, your credit card got stolen by somebody and they're using your identity. That's not the identity theft that I'm talking about. I'm talking about in the body of Christ, we do not walk into who God says that we are. So simply, I'm going to continue this, and I'm going to continue it until he tells me that I can't, I'm moving on to something else, but I'm going back to it, because we are who he says that we are. But do we really believe that? Do we really walk into it? August 2019, a month of new beginnings, of new opportunities, of new relationships, of new possibilities, of new hope, of new joy, of new things, new beginnings, the month of August of 2019. And this happens to be the seventh day, a divine and appointed day. And so I ask, as you go out today, that you know who you are in Christ. Start believing it. Start affirming it. Start speaking it out. Get all those other things in your ear that have been spoken over these years. Allow that stuff to be put away and walk into who God created you to be. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, God. I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am falling short, and when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. I believe the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me. Hallelujah. In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. And you say I am held when I am feeling short, and when I don't belong, oh, you say I am yours. And I believe, oh, I believe what you say of me. Oh, I believe. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I am when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I am falling short. When I don't belong, you say I am yours. And I believe what you say of me. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe what you say of me. I believe. Hallelujah. We are who God says we are. I'm going to give you a series of affirmations to begin to speak over your life so that you could allow the things that other people have said and the things that you have allowed to be said to yourself to be deleted from your life, and so that you can walk in this new month of new beginnings into who God created you to be. So I hope you have your pens and your tablets and you're ready to go. I won't be reading the scripture. I'm going to be giving you the scripture, so in your spare time, you have an assignment to go to these scriptures and to read what the Word of God says about who you are, and to know that you have been already predestined when you were in your mother's womb. So it is time for you to live the life that God has predestined for you to live, because He knows who you are, and you need to know who you are in Him. 1 Peter 2:9 says, I am an ambassador for Christ. That's in 2 Corinthians 5:20. I am part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a purchased people, 1 Peter 2:9. I am the righteousness of God. I have right standing with him in Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Deuteronomy 28:13 says that I am the head and not the tail, and I only go up and not down in life as I trust, as I trust, as I trust and obey God. I am the light of the world. So don't let anybody dim your light. You are the light of the world. Why? Because Matthew 5:14 says it. So if you are in places of darkness, if you are in places where it seems like every time you walk through the door that there is something going on that is against you, know that you are on assignment. Know that God has strategically placed you in a place for a plan, for a reason, and for the purpose. And as long as you are the light, as long as you are walking in the light, because you are the salt and you of the earth, because you bring light, because you illuminate, don't let anyone dim your light. Walk into who God says you are, and he says that you are the light of the world. So continue to shine bright. I am chosen by God, forgiven and justified through Christ. I am a compassionate heart, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, Romans 8:33 and Colossians 3:13. I am redeemed, forgiven of all, not some, not one, not a few, forgiven of all my sins and made clean through the blood of Christ, Ephesians 1:7. I am redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness and poverty. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28:15-68. Galatians 3:13. We are powerful in Christ. I am redeemed from the curse of sin, sickness and poverty. I think I said that, but I'm going to say it again. Deuteronomy 28:15-68 and Galatians 3:13. I am called to live a holy life by the grace of God and to declare his praise in all the world. Psalms 16:8-2, Timothy 1:9. On the master's call in the morning, we have been starting up this call in praise and worship for several months. Why? Because we are ushering in the presence of God. We are putting God first. We are making him the priority here on the master's call. And when I tell you that this thing has changed and shifted some things in my life, it has, and I go out feeling like I am a warrior. I am like Superwoman walking through different things and not even letting them faze me. It is how you start your day off. It's how you start your week off. Don't wait to go to church on Sunday to lift up your voice and praise the Lord. Don't wait to go to church on Sunday before you pull out your Bible. Don't wait for Sunday to worship God. Join us here on the Master's Call and praise and worship God before you go through. Let me tell you something about this. I didn't ask to do this. I didn't volunteer to do it. But you know what? It was an assignment. Do you know that you are on assignment? Do you know that God strategically puts you in places in front of people? It takes you through tests and trials and tribulations because you're on assignment. You have been asking God for some great things, and in this month of August of 2019, he's ready to do it. But are you able? Are you speaking life? Are you walking into what you know that God is getting ready for you to do? Why? Because you're on assignment. Don't let anybody steal your identity. Know that you are Christ's own masterpiece. Walk into who he made you to be. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and nothing can stop you, not even you or nobody else, because God knows the plans that he has for you. But the question to you today, PMC family, is do you trust him and do you trust his plans? We are who God says that we are. I am. Say that right now with me. I am who he says I am. I'm going to continue this, but begin to walk into who God has created you to be and to all that he has created you to be. Because I'm going to tell you right now, the best is here and is yet to come. I love each and every single one of you. Back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for allowing us to see through the Spirit of God who we are in Christ Jesus. I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Oh, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. And, Lord, you are excellent. You are almighty. You're great, and you're greatly to be praised. We thank you, Father, for the Spirit of God dwelling in this telecommunications sanctuary. We thank you, Father, from beginning to this present time, Lord God, for your anointing to be in the place, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for using your servants such as Kaylin and Minister Jackie and Minister Tiffany, Father God, just putting the icing on the cake, Lord, allowing us to see your glory in the midst of all of us, Father God. It's only in you, Lord, that we live, we move, and have our being. And we thank you, Father. We say thank you. Thank you, Father, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of us looking to ourselves for things and all the things that are around us, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for forgiving us of all our shortcomings. Thank you, O God, for the blood of Jesus saturating us, Lord God, into your presence. Thank you, Father God, for your son Jesus dwelling on the right-hand side, interceding for each and every one of us. Thank you for this minister, this woman of God, who have served you in excellence, Father God, allowing you to use her, Father God, to show us, Lord, the plans that you have for each and every one of us. Thank you, Father God, even in the midst of this chaotic world in these United States of America, Father God, thank you that your anointing is still here. Father God, we're asking that you bless us, that you heal your land, oh God, that you seek, as we seek your face, Father God, touch our hearts, Father God, that we not look to ourselves, but to you, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh God, we need you in this hour. We need you, Father God, because you are still the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Father God, we ask that you bless the families of those that have been lost and have gone on to be with you, Father God. We ask you, Father, that you comfort them like none other. Oh, Father, we know that you are still in the midst of all that's going on, but we're seeking you, Father God. Heal the land, oh Lord. We are coming together, touching and agreeing and believing, Father God, that you're still with us and that you're strengthening us in the midst of it. Help us, Father, to be the church that you called us to be, and we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call all those that are having ailing bodies, Father God, we call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Touch the grieving hearts like you only can, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, you definitely want to share this message with someone. And that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Again, we have the new morning motivational call coming up next. It's Awareness Wednesday, where the topic is on how to handle grief. Oh, my goodness. You definitely want to get on that call. It's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. We're so thankful again for our songbird that ministered us with us this morning, Minister Kaylin. Thank you so much. And Minister Jackie, thank you for seating and greeting and with that powerful prayer. And again, Minister Tiffany, thank you again for allowing our God, our awesome, wonderful Father, to use you in this hour. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
I am who you say I am, Lord. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen. God bless you, TMC family. Be who God created you to be. We will love to hear you on the line on tomorrow, 40 after the hour. Walk into who God created you to be and shine brightly. God bless you. We love you. Goodbye for now.